I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
100.7 Star Bubba Show in the morning hits all day. Hashtag stay connected. Don't forget, any given time, you can download that radio.com app 100% free of charge. And then for more good days in May, every single morning, you can set your alarm to listen to this. More good days in May. David Morris from New Directions. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
All right. So right out the gate, David, explain to everybody what your title stands for. LCSW.
It stands for Licensed Clinical Social Worker. So
perfect.
It means I have a master's degree in social work, but I also have, 3,000 hours of therapy plus a big test, which is like the bar exam.
Really?
Yeah, once wow.
And you're supervised, then you can take this test. And so somebody that's an LCSW, that's pretty good.
It sounds bigger than anything I've ever done. Before we get into the subject for more good days in May, off the air, you made a really good point because you're a Pittsburgh transplant. You came here from Boston, and
right.
You said something that Melanie and I were like, we need to mention this. You were talking about mental health services in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, I moved here in 2005 to go to University of Pittsburgh, and the town, Allegheny County is like 1.3 million, something like that. And our services here are amazing, both our hospital services and mental health. You know, we have some of the best experts from a mental health standpoint, neurological standpoint. I'm sure there are some incredible medical experts here. It's just amazing to see the level of resources we have compared to the number of people.
With our New Directions, one of the things we want to talk to you about is staying connected. If you live in a home with, Melanie's got 5 people in her house, and I've got 6 people in my house, and I'm obviously connected with them because I see them every day. But I need some connection outside of this house. I just
for sure.
Do. So what can people do?
Well, I think the first thing I think about is it's not all or nothing. Nothing would be holding up, waiting, isolating yourself, and waiting for this whole thing to blow over. And all would be, maybe gathering and having a massive 100-person party and ignoring what's happening.
Right.
So I think we have to find some sort of gray area, which is most of life is gray area anyway.
Yes.
Somewhere in between. We can't win the Super Bowl every single year.
Correct.
Although I think people expect
that. Yeah, they strive for it.
Yeah. So one of the ways you can stay connected is to try to follow the rules, but also, find some ways to get connected without, putting people at risk. So one of the things I've heard that I really like, a lot of my clients who are teenagers, is that they've been driving to parking lots, open parking lots, backing their cars, in backwards, opening up their hatch, and then all playing their music, hanging out. They've got their iPhones connected to their sound systems. They're playing YouTube videos, music. They've brought their own snacks, so they're trying to figure out a way to stay connected.
And yet they're following the guidelines. They're saying 6 feet apart.
6 feet apart. Some who are more concerned wear a mask if they feel like if they're more concerned about, the actual spread, but 6 feet apart, some are wearing a mask. They're staying connected. They're still able to see each other. There is something different about seeing each other The Zoom and the Microsoft Teams, it has its place, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Right.
We Zoom every day, but Melanie and I crave seeing each other. And I mean that in a very sincere way. We do something very intimate in our radio broadcast where we are able to work off of our hand motions and make that eye contact. And it's not the same when we're sitting here on Zoom. It just isn't.
No, there's something about that connection with people. And you guys are, you know, you're probably in a small studio.
Yep.
Making jokes and doing all your stuff.
Right.
You miss that with people. We get that with our families now, which is really good. We're probably getting more time with our families.
Too much time, some would say.
I think my daughter would definitely this morning, she was over our Just Dance. We were working on our Just Dance moves. I think she doesn't want me to do any of my moves anymore.
If you're just tuning in, this is David Morris from New Directions Counseling Services. Is there any group that, in your opinion, it's harder on? You know, for example, teenagers are so socially active, you know, but then there's people like us that go to work every day and are interacting with coworkers. Is there any group that you see more affected than another?
I would say probably either elementary school kids or single people. Elementary school kids, they don't have the capability of getting in a car and driving around and creating their own fun. They're sort of at the whims of their parents. Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents, whether single moms or dads or together, they're trying to work. They're trying to figure out how to do this from home. And so that third, fourth, fifth, sixth grader, they're sort of caught in between. And they do like to socialize. They're definitely getting connected with each other. So they're trying to figure out ways to start to connect. And what I've seen from my clients is they're coming up with their own ideas and trying to pitch it to their parents. Then the parents are like, okay, yeah, that is a good idea. So, you know, they're doing bike rides, they're doing games online, you know, they're doing all sorts of things, Netflix parties, all that stuff. So, and then single people, I think it's tough. I was talking with a friend of mine in New York City, and she said she loved having her single apartment. She worked 10 years to get a single apartment, enough money, enough time, but now she's dreading it because she's by herself. She can't really go out and connect with a lot of people. And she doesn't have that family that's running around going crazy in your house, but also provides that that connection.
By the way, David Morris, New Directions, Pittsburgh for more good days in May.
So, David, let me ask you, it seems like the constant theme here is exercise. But say we can't exercise or we don't choose to exercise. Are there any tips that you're giving everybody on how to stay focused, step away from the online schooling or step away from the online work? What to do?
Right. I stay away from the word exercise because I think it has like a connotation to it that you should be out there like super buff and being amazing. I think movement is a better word. Like any movement.
I like movement. Movement's a good word. I can do movement.
Yeah. Hey, you running up and down the stairs because you just don't want to spend the time hitting every stair. You know,
yes.
Just to get to the refrigerator quicker.
I agree.
But I would say that the other thing to really focus on are your, and I know this sounds simple, but are your five senses.
Uh-oh.
I know. I'm getting too deep here.
No, you're perfect.
No, I'm interested.
Your five senses is how you communicate internally and externally, right? The world comes from you from external to the internal. And so you have your sense of taste, smell, touch, hearing, taste. I forget. I'm missing one.
Sound? No.
Hearing, visual. That's it. What you can
visual.
See.
Okay.
And so if you can focus on one sense, that can help sort of bring you what we call grounding. It brings you into your moment. It sort of brings you back to what's actually happening to you instead of what you're thinking might happen, what your worries might be, what you're sad about, you know, what you're hopeful for, any of those things. So one of the exercises I'll do with my clients is we'll start with a tree, and I'm looking at a tree out my window right now in my office, and you either start at the trunk or you start at the tip, but you trace all the way down or all the way up, and you stay with one branch all the way to the very tip.
By the way, I'm actually doing this with you. I'm not kidding. I'm doing this with you.
Are you going up? Are you going
detail? I'm going top to bottom.
Okay, so that means you're more of like a detail guy to big picture at the end. So if you're going top to bottom, you trace all the way down and you're noticing color, texture, any movement in the tree, and you try to keep your focus all the way through to the bottom of the trunk. And as you do that, you'll get us even a moment of clarity, a moment of calmness, because that tree actually exists. you're experiencing what's happening to you right now. And so that could be a really easy, quick way to calm down.
Mel, you need to go. You need to go outside and do that.
Now send me, you have to send me your insurance card now because that actually cost you.
Where's my? My wallet's not in my pajamas. I'll have to get real pants on to give you your wallet. That's awesome. David Morris, New Directions PGH. By the way, the website is newdirectionspgh.com. That's newdirectionspgh.com. You do full service counseling and psychology and psychiatry in the whole nine yards, right?
Yeah, nutrition as well. So
that's awesome. Well, thanks for joining us for more good days in May. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
More good days in May brought to you by UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.